Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/SYS podcast. Now, on to today's episode.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success podcast.
Friends, what's going on? Welcome to the Speak Your Success podcast. I'm not sure if this is your first time. I'm not sure if this is your second time, or I'm not sure if this is your third. But either way, we're glad to have you here joining us today. Today, we're going to continue on a message that we started last week, which was a message for millennials, right? Because this podcast, the Speak Your Success podcast, with me, your host, TEDx speaker and bestselling author Jonathan Jones, is focused on providing motivation, but then tying that motivation in with self-help strategies. But lastly, we're giving you life application, tangible life application, to make sure that you can apply these three things together and then you can achieve the success that you desire for your life. The first episode, that was a message for millennials. We talked about trying new things. We talked about it being okay to make mistakes. And then lastly, we talked about stop scoreboard watching. Today, however, I want to go all in. Today, I'm going to talk about preparing yourself for the journey. A gentleman that I spoke with at the podcast conference in Philadelphia that I'm preparing to leave from right now, this gentleman asked me, he said, "Jonathan, I have a question for you about millennials." I said, "Yes, sir. What do you have? The question of the day. What would it be, sir?" He said, "Jonathan, do you think that we've sold millennials a lie? Do you think that millennials are so focused on getting their education and now that they've just lost themselves in school and they've lost themselves getting these jobs? Do you think we sold them a lie?" And I said, "Well, no, sir, I don't necessarily think that's the case. I don't think that millennials have been sold a lie. However, I think things have changed over time, which has caused it to appear that way. For instance, this is an older gentleman. Me and him began to talk. And then I began to tell him, when your father grew up, the things he told you, go to school, work hard, get the degree, then you'll have the job, that was set in place for his father. And then probably his generation as well, go to school, get the degree, get the education, and then boom, you right there, you walk into your job. It's just plain and simple. However, for us, things have changed because now, although, you know, the some things still apply as far as the level of work or the effort of work that we put forth to ultimately yield the success that we desire for our life. But for us now, you can go to school, you can get the education, and then you come out and they say, you need 4 years job experience. You say, "Wait, whoa. How am I supposed to have 4 years job experience if when I went to college, it took me 4 years to get that degree? And even if I had an internship, then I might get 1 or 2 years experience on the job. But you want 4 years experience?" So me and that gentleman began to talk. And then I turned over my right shoulder and I looked at another gentleman. And he began to say, "Well, I don't blame millennials." He said, "Millennials, you know, millennials don't stay at jobs too long. You know, they jump to the job which provides them the best success. They jump to the job which provides them the greater ceiling or the greater opportunity. They jump to the job which they can bring in the most revenue." And I said, "Yeah, I mean, I agree with that." He began to go in a little bit further. He said, "You know what, Jonathan, but check this out. They also are not falling victim like their parents did to the market." He said, "Jonathan, a lot of these parents, if not both, have been fired from their jobs and they've been forced to get another job. They've been laid off. We've seen the stock market crash. We've seen these industries crash." And I was like, "Wow, I never even thought about it from that angle." But that brings a lot of insight. But today, my main point that I really want to drill home, the main point that I have for us today, is despite the factors that are changing around us, if it's you getting another job, if it's you going to an old job, if it's you having multiple jobs, the fact of the matter is that work still is relevant. Work is still relevant. If you call, cold call people, if you turn in applications, if you seek to get job experience, the level of work or the level of effort that you put forth regarding work, that still is mandatory. For success, work is a byproduct. I want you to think just about something that you've really, 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 really wanted in your life. And then you ask your parents for it and they said, no, I'm not going to get that for you. That's too expensive. Or no, you're too young. You don't need that. But you're like, mom, dad, I really want it. They're like, nah, I really don't care. Because you're not going to get that from me. If you, you know, it, depending on where you grew up, some of the parents will say, you can spend your own money, but I'm not going to spend my money on that. And then from that point, it's like something clicked in your head. And then you say, wait a minute. Yep, I'm going to get it. It's time to get it. And I'm about to clock in and do what I need to do to make that happen. And then you begin to work these long hours at the job. You then begin to make these sacrifices to where you wouldn't go to the party because you have to work because you wanted to get this over here. You began to put money back. You began to save. And before, it was like every time you got a paycheck, it was burning a hole in your pocket. I know that struggle. That was me. Fresh out of high school. Every time I got a check, I was in Atlanta, Georgia at the time. I took my paycheck, cashed it, went down to Walters. If you listen to Young Jeezy, he says I go to Walters, get some Jabos. I get some Fresh Forces. Like, that was the thing in Atlanta, to go to Walters. And every time I heard people talk about Walters, I was like, oh, this must be a really nice store. You go in there, it smelled like urine. It wasn't the greatest. However, they did have the products that I wanted. This is when Jabos were a thing. The jeans with the straps across them, with the Velcro straps. And I went and I bought like 3 pairs, and that was my entire check. Sad day. And then it got to the point where I then began to grow up, and then I began to realize that saving my money for a rainy day really means something. Looking at my finances and analyzing my finances, really counting the cost to get the thing that I desired was what really what mattered. So today, the focus is one, work for what you want. Your work has to match your want. If your work doesn't match your want, then you'll never get the thing that you desire. So it's time to put up, or it's time to shut up, friends. And second, count the cost to see what's really required in order for you to obtain that item. Is it you making sacrifices? Is it you going on a really extreme budget? Is it you taking the time to say, ah, I can't go out to eat today. Sorry, friends. Can't go to happy hour today. I don't have the money for it. I'm sorry. No can do. And then when we become intentional over these particular actions, and then when we begin to chart and see the level of work and the level of effort we're putting forth, then we get to celebrate ourselves. So you work, you count the cost, and then when you achieve that thing, you celebrate yourself. You celebrate paying off that credit card. You celebrate being able to buy that cash car. You celebrate having the opportunity to go get you a MacBook that you've wanted for the longest, but nobody would buy it for you, so you had to get it for yourself. You celebrate your success because you earned it. You worked for it. It's kind of like studying all night and then getting an A on the test as you're sleep deprived. But then it doesn't matter because you got the desired result that you wanted for your life and you made it happen because you willed your way through to it. Friends, that's the message for today. Just wanted to drop that on you. Because people oftentimes say, millennials this, millennials that. And then I challenge the thought by saying, well, I think millennials aren't as passionate as you all expect us to be. Because you're putting us in positions for us not to be passionate about. Hello. And some of us, we're wrong as well. Because some of us are accepting positions because we've allowed ourselves to become a slave to the paycheck because we've started all these subscriptions and we got to pay for our Netflix and we got to pay the expensive rent for our house and we have to pay this expensive note for our car. And then we put ourselves in these predicaments by trying to buy all these things, just like I was talking about scoreboard watching. sometimes you get caught up scoreboard watching because you're looking at another game. Hello, friends. Lock in on your game. You're in the field. You're playing right now. But if you begin to look cross court and you get caught up looking at what everybody else is doing, then you're going to be coming up short on some results. So, friends, we want to go ahead and now transition. We want to transition to the What Are You Listening To segment this week. The What Are You Listening To segment is just the opportunity that I take to highlight a few different podcasts and highlight what I was listening to this week and just some that I really enjoy. The first What Are You Listening To podcast this week would be Lunch and Learn with Dr. Barry. Dr. Barry, I met him in Philadelphia at the Podcast Movement Conference. And Dr. Barry, just really humble guy, just really knows his stuff when it comes to the medical field. I can't remember exactly the particular genre, if I even said that right, or orientation that he aligns with or his practices. I'm sorry, Dr. Barry. However, I can say that Dr. Barry is knowledgeable, he knows his stuff, and he breaks down the content on his show to where people like you and me who might not have their doctorate degree can understand what he's talking about, and he challenges us to get our health in order. That's Lunch and Learn with Dr. Barry. I would encourage you to check that out. And then also, there's Docs Outside the Box. It's Mr. Darko. Had the opportunity to meet him in Philadelphia as well, and I heard his podcast where him and his wife paid off like $687,000 in debt. Crazy. Crazy to hear their story. But even more awesome just to meet them. To meet him in person. Shook his hand. Me and him had a good conversation. Really passionate brother. Loves to connect other people. Really has a joyful spirit. So definitely very grateful for those two individual connections that I now have. But also now adding people into my podcast deck that I can listen to, refer, and definitely stay connected with what they're doing. Now we're going to go ahead and do the review of the week. We have two Apple reviews of the week, actually. And just in case you don't know how to leave a review, I'm going to go on today and on my website, JonathanJonesSpeaks.com/podcast. And I'm going to go in and I'm going to put a pictograph of how you leave a review just so people will be able to navigate through that process and it won't be as difficult as some might feel that it is. Without further ado, this review comes from Hove Was Here. The subject header says, dope. Super packed 20 minutes, smooth transitions, dope advice, knocked out 4 pods in a row. Best to Never Do It podcast. Hey, I appreciate you, Best to Never Do It podcast. I salute you and thank you for rocking with the Speak Your Success podcast. We thank you. And also we have one more. It says, lucky me. This is Miss Tiana Nix Thompson. She says, I like how Jonathan gets straight to the meat. This podcast is exactly what I need. Brief and enlightening. Speak Your Success is my new favorite podcast discovery. Oh, man. Wow. That's pretty dope. That's super awesome, actually. I thank you both for leaving your warm reviews. I thank you both for taking the time to listen because there are millions of podcasts out there and you all took the time to rock with the Speak Your Success podcast. So we definitely appreciate the love and the support. Now I want you to pause for the cause and I want you to go ahead and subscribe so you can be the first one to hear when we drop a new episode. You can just type in Speak Your Success Podcast. We're on iHeartRadio, Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play. Don't think I missed any. YouTube. So be sure to subscribe so that you can get the content as soon as it is dropped because you don't want to miss out, friends. Every episode we drop. And also now we might be switching. Yep, that's right. We might be switching to still doing Monday, but now doing Monday and doing Thursday, just so that you have motivation going into the week and you have application going into the week, as opposed to me just giving you some content and that's where it just stops. as you head into the weekend. We want you to ride through the weekend strong. So, friends, I want to challenge and encourage you to go ahead and subscribe so that you can connect with us or mention us Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, hashtag SYS Podcast 1. All right, all right. And now, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into one of my favorite segments. Friends, if you already know, clap your hands. I say, if you already know, clap your hands. That's right, that's right, that's right. This is now time for the winner's circle of the week. Can we get an applause, please? The winner's circle of the week this week, we want to highlight an individual who is near and dear to my heart. This is definitely my sister from another mister. She goes by the name Mercedes Anderson, a.k.a. Murky D. Can we give it up for her one more time? Just wanted to highlight Mercedes because Mercedes is an individual who has a real heart for people. Mercedes is a very gifted artist in her own right. Every year we go to camp, that Camp Jubilee I was telling you all about, she always writes and makes the name tags for half the counselors if they ask her politely. She also just comes up with great games, really upbeat, high-spirited type person. You always see her smiling. Sometimes she is petty, but it's okay. We love that about her as well because she just keeps it real at all times. She keeps it straight up, and, I mean, she'll give it to you raw. But I probably know Mercedes about 10 years now. She's a PV alum. She has her master's degree as well, which she got from UTA. And right now, man, she's always, you always see her, one, being an advocate for individuals and children with sickle cell anemia. She's on the board for Camp Jubilee. But as well as that, you always just see her loving on people, encouraging people, getting them excited, getting them revved up. And that's why Mercedes Anderson gets the winner's circle of the week. Can we give it up one more time for Mercedes Anderson? Mercedes, we love you. We have much respect for you here at the Speak Your Success podcast. And we just love the way that you serve other people. It never goes unnoticed. The way you put people on a platform, the way you move people, and the way you encourage others. So Mercedes, thank you for being that person. Friends, now we're going to go ahead and get ready to close it out because we talked about the review of the week. I gave a message for the millennials, which I am one of, as well as we did the segment where we highlight the winner's circle of the week. So, friends, if you would like to send me a line, feel free to send me an email at jonathan@jonathanjonesspeaks.com. If you want to hear a particular topic, you want to hear me address something specifically, send me an email and we will get right to it. We're going to close out like we always do. Say it with me only if you believe it. Speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?